Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Dustin, welcome to episode 25 of Screenbox Essential Picks. Going to be the first out of two Screenbox Essential Picks episodes coming out this week, alongside a movie review that I'm really excited to do for everybody. And I'm really excited to talk about these two films that I have picked off of my favorite streaming service, the only streaming service really that I've been watching for months now. So many out there, and yes, I go on Shudder as well, but this has been my go-to. When I get home from work and I want to relax, I'm right here. So here are the two films that I have been watching that I want to share for everybody to go and enjoy. They're kind of the same with effects-wise, but story, obviously not so much. So our first one is Alien from the Abyss, a.k.a. Alien from the Deep, and Burial Ground, a.k.a. Burial Ground, The Knights of Terror. Let's go ahead and dive right into Alien from the Abyss, let you know why I think it's an essential pick, and why I thought it was fun, therefore why y'all should go and watch it. So our plot for this movie is two members of Greenpeace discover that a local factory sheds radioactive waste into an active volcano. Already sounds awful. Which has created a terrifying creature that wreaks havoc in the area. So this film, main reason why it grabbed my attention is because it's obviously pulling a lot from Alien. Now, Ridley Scott's Alien. The design, when you look at the cover of this, it's like, oh, it's kind of got the head of it. Obviously, the body is way different, but it's black. It looks like an alien. It's fun. It's also an Italian film that is dubbed. Both of these are the same in that kind of sense, how they're Italian and they're dubbed later. So this movie, it takes a while for it to get to horror part of it, or the weird science fiction side of it. You're following these two activists really trying to go into this zone for Ekem. Figure out what's going on and, you know, tell the world that they're doing bad things there. So they have to go to the location where it's at. They have local tribes in this area that help them essentially infiltrate this facility. And they have, you know, there's a cameraman and then that's really, really cool. And both of these characters are pretty likable. There's not a lot of character building, I would want to say, in either of these films, especially in this one. You're kind of just there, get thrown into this world. They essentially get spotted, captured, then you meet another character named Bob, who's kind of a sleaze. And actually, almost all the characters in here are a bit of a sleaze, because how it starts is that the cameraman for the main girl, Jane, is like, oh, you should go show some cleavage to these people because they're trying to tell us that the boat that they're on, they can't go where they're going. And these guys in helicopters are telling them to turn around. So they're like, oh, maybe if you show them some cleavage, we'll be able to just go. And then when you meet Bob, like eyeing her and things are happening, but not really happening. He wants things to happen as much as you think. So there's like a weird undertone of sexism in this, I want to say, for the women in this film, and it's really only one, kind of like a love triangle when it doesn't really need to be a triangle, but it's there. And then you start to uncover more things of this Ekem. You get the sergeant, who's an asshole. And then you have the main scientist guy, who's, you kind of grow to like him, because he's really not about like what the sergeant's doing and all these other things, because he knows what they're doing is bad. And then we meet the alien, and then a bunch of things start happening. You know, tunnels in the ground. You know, they find out that this thing's from a different planet, and you have to use this thing to essentially kill it, which the scientist is and creates. And then, yeah, just a lot of things start kind of happening. So if you're in for a wild ride of learning about what these activists are doing, because it's not really a lot of build-up or talk about why they're doing this. You kind of uncover it yourself, and really not a lot of backstory to this M place either. You're kind of just there, and then there's like long shots of people climbing and going to places and infiltrating, but it's fun. It's a fun film that you can sit down, have your dinner with. That's what I did. I was like, oh, let's throw this on. Because as soon as this was announced for this week and I saw the cover, I was like, I got to watch this. And I got to put this on the list. So here we are. Alien from the Abyss. Go check it out. It's pretty fun. Now, let's move on to Burial Ground, a.k.a. Burial Ground, The Night's Terror. This is a first-time watch for me. And I know that this is a cult classic for a lot of people. And I think there was also a 4K or a Blu-ray that came out, I think, late last year of this film. So everybody was really talking about it. But it's a film that has been on my list. And I might have to go and do an actual full review on this one because of how weird and unsettling it is in certain spots. But here we go. Here's the plot. An archaeology professor discovers an ancient crypt which contains living dead corpses. The zombies go on a rampage and attack a group of people which the professor has invited to celebrate his discovery. Now, what the plot is saying, that I will have to say I did not get that from this film at all, because really not a lot of plot in here. It's a lot more of slow building, slow walking, long corridors, and kind of really good set pieces really as well in this film. There's not a lot of talk and dialogue and pushing a story forward, other than a group of people being pushed into areas due to these zombies. But there is amazing gore shots, really, really good special effects and makeup, I would say, for the time that this was and for it being an Italian film. Because you look at Fulci's films, right? You look at Baba films. This is kind of like on the same level as that. And this was directed by Andrea Bianchi. I probably butchered the hell out of that. But it's great. It's great. And you have this son that is the daughter of Evelyn Michael, who is played by, I'm going to butcher this and I'm sorry, is Pietro Barzonci. Butchered the hell out of that. But he, which I think he has like a condition that makes him look younger, if I remember correctly. Because I was watching a lot of reviews of people talking about this, and I think he had a condition where he was older, but he looked younger. So it makes him look kind of weird. And they play that very well in this film. And there's also some weird undertones to it as well. There's a lot of fucking, I will say, in this film. A lot of people just trying to get down, including Michael. Which if no one has seen this film, I don't want to spoil that for you. But there's some unsettling aspects to the son and mother in this film, if you guys are catching my drift. But it's a film that you would definitely want to throw on if you just want to watch some people get torn up and see where it goes. If you're here for a plot, you're in the wrong place. But it's fun as hell. I enjoyed it a lot. It's definitely a film I'm going to be putting on a rotation probably like every couple months, because I really enjoyed the effects on it. But it's definitely not a film I'm going to go back to for the plot. I want to see these creatures go and rip and tear people apart. So if you're into that, definitely go check this one out. Before we go, I want to give the rankings, because I forgot to. Sometimes I do. The IMDb rankings and Rotten Tomatoes scores. So for Alien from the Deep, IMDb has 4.1 out of 10 with 792 views, and Burial Ground has a 5.6 out of 10 with over 6,000. Now let's go over to Rotten Tomatoes. Alien from the Deep and or Alien from the Abyss, fortunately, has no rankings at all. But Burial Ground, however, has a 51% audience score, and that's pretty generous, I would say. It was originally released on October 15th, 1986, and then went to streaming on March 10th, 2007. So that's interesting. We don't have that information on Alien from the Abyss. But there we go. Those are our two picks for this week, and as always, I try to give you a watching order. So, I would say, one second. Ugh, been so tired lately. I would say, let's do probably Burial Ground into Alien from the Abyss. Just because Alien from the Abyss has a little bit more plot to it, and the ending to this film is very satisfying, and seeing this alien at full effect, seeing the practical effects that they were using for this alien was really, really cool. Burial Ground's like a kind of this, I'm going to warm up, I just want to see some people get slaughtered and have some fun with it, while Alien from the Abyss, you get a little bit more to chew on. So yeah, this is super fun. I love doing these episodes. Like I said, this is the first out of two for this week, and they will review coming up as well. So I'm jam-packing this week with a lot of things that I've been meaning to do. I'm trying to get caught up on these. One thing I will say is that interviews are going to be slowing down a little bit for probably the first half of the year, because I just want to take a step back. I want to just refocus what I'm doing and really hone in on giving you guys essential picks, giving you guys movie reviews, because I slacked really hard last year on doing actual movie reviews. I did more interviews than anything else, which I love doing them. But I think for the meantime, I'm going to hold them probably for the live shows, because I do have a few live shows that are coming my way this year. And if one or two kind of comes through, whether with Screenbox, if it's a film I really, really enjoyed, or if it's one that I seek out myself or someone comes to me, that's how it's going to be. So just want to be clear on that for anybody who's wondering, hey, where are the interviews? I love doing them, but I just want to kind of put them on the back burner a little bit. But thank you guys so much for always tuning in on these and, you know, seeing what should I be watching this week. Well, here you go. Here's your first half of the week. Go and check these ones out. I have two more along the way. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. And please stay scared.